Senate committee that accused his company in Ireland of as the holy grail of tax avoidance.
We pay all the taxes we owe, every single dollar. We not only comply with the laws, but we comply with the spirit of the laws. We don't depend on tax gimmicks. We don't stash money on some Caribbean island.
Okay, that was Tim Cook. Now back over to Ireland. The Taoiseach Enda Kenny will be in Brussels talking about this issue in a wider EU context with other EU leaders later on today. He was in the Dáil defending it yesterday as well. One thing I've learned in 10 years in this radio station, when Enda Kenny stops mid-sentence and then repeats the first bit of the sentence, he means business.
Ireland does not, let me repeat, does not do special tax rate deals with companies. We don't have any special extra low corporate tax rate for multinational companies. Our tax system is statute-based, so there's no possibility of individual special tax rate deals being done for companies.
So, two views. Ireland is playing by the rules, so too are Apple, and this is part of our competitiveness. As one of our advantages, we don't have many, we're not connected to the rest of Europe, this is one of our advantages. A second view, Ireland is being a doormat here and knows well why these companies are based in Ireland. Let's get the view and the opinion of somebody who is based in the United States but very connected to Ireland. John Hartnett is the head of the Irish Technology Leadership Group in the United States, and I asked him, when all the furore about this report dies down, actually, was this news to anyone?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is headline news across the United States today. You know, it's on Bloomberg, CNN, it's in everybody's face today. It's probably more about Apple and less about Ireland, but Ireland is, you know, brought into the equation, you know, as being kind of a tax haven as such. But I don't think it's having the same negativity on Ireland as it is, say, on Apple today.
The Taoiseach at home is also going to, well, not at home, actually, in Brussels, is also going to come under some scrutiny about this today, because European leaders happen to be meeting about much wider tax issues. The UK is going through this as well, as you know. But the Taoiseach's message was very similar to Tim Cook's. There is no special deal here.
Yeah, look, there's no special deal. We're basically using the tools that we have available to us as a country to attract business to Ireland. We've been successful doing it for the last 40 years. What we're doing with Apple is no different than we're doing with any other company that has been here for the last 40 years. And look, we're under renewed pressure. We're under pressure from a European perspective on corporate tax. And, you know, you can imagine, obviously, the United States, you know, it's a pressure point as well. I think it's a key part of our toolbox in terms of competing internationally. And we should drive and stay hard to keep what we have.
Using the tools we have and a robust defence for well over a decade now of the 12% corporation tax rate has always been put forward by Ireland. But is it right that the 12% was used the way it was, turned into, according to Senator McCain, a 2% contribution from Apple?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is all about Apple's accounting and how they're dealing with this whole equation here. Again, Ireland offers a range of incentives, 12.5% corporation tax. Apple has an ability through financial engineering to get a net result of what they're doing. So to me, this is about Apple, not about Ireland. And I think that, you know, I mean, the three reasons that companies are coming to Ireland or locating anywhere in the world, it's about obviously incentives in terms of tax and grants, etc. But equally, you know, talent pool that's coming from Ireland and access to a European market are equally important. You know, we've got access to 500 million people, you know, in Europe to Ireland, or a gateway to Europe from any U.S. company. And likewise, the talent that we have here, you know, is, you know, some of the top in Europe. So I think we're competing very well with those as well. So it's not just all about, you know, tax.
John, will this story and will this scrutiny that Apple has come under lead to any change in direction from US lawmakers, from Apple as a company, or from Ireland as an entity, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think you're going to see an increased pressure from the US regulatory requirement to put pressure on, you know, US corporations internationally. And, you know, unfortunately, that's going to create extra pressure in the system from an Ireland perspective. I think Ireland's situation right now, you know, we've had a tremendous success attracting companies to Ireland and keeping these companies to Ireland. We need to keep doing that. But in addition, I think from an Ireland perspective, we need to have, you know, greater focus on creating our